beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
A family.
Yeah. Do you want to get married when you get older?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
You're already engaged?
Yeah.
Who is the lucky man?
My cousin who lives in Vancouver.
Okay, but it's your cousin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to find out later that it's not that easy to marry your cousin. And even if he is Canadian, things like that don't happen in the United States. So that's something you're going to want to bring up to your parents as soon as you get home today, okay?
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Confused Co-Host. When you want to delay the start of a show by, 27, 28 minutes, you should get a Confused Co-Host. That always helps. You can find out more about them at ConfusedCoHost.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI for a discount of some sort. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Confused Co-Host free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. I am.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. What's anything new?
Well, let me just, first of all, thank you, chat room, for being patient.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. And I don't know what I'm going to sound like on this episode, but look. Okay, we had the discussion about I have more problems with technology than anybody I know.
And yet you wonder why no one calls you when they call the tech segment, they don't start off with Adam. They don't go like, hey, Adam, because you look, you were the guy that introduced us to the Weenie Slicer 9000, which is like the first piece of technology that you went bad there. The masturbation machine.
I have similar knowledge in my head as you do for technology. We are good in different areas, perhaps.
Okay.
But we have similar. And as far as audio is concerned, the setting up of the wires and things, I feel like both of us are kind of on the same. I mean, we started our podcasts around the same time.
Yes.
We both are able to do most of the same things. But for some reason, I'm like Joey Buhecker with a little bit more knowledge in my head. So I'm able normally to pull it off. And the thing is, when I record here, so like my personal show or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
When I record here, it's fine. Like the audio's fine. Like there's nothing wrong with it. But for some reason, anyway, so I was all excited because I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get a compressor limiter.
Yes.
And I bought it, and it came in.
Yes.
And I guess I should, anytime I get a new piece of equipment to go in the chain.
Yes.
I should do it like a week before. Actually, I should have like, what I need is like in QA, we have different environments that we will test the software on. I should have like dev, test, cert.
So you're just
going to
take over another bedroom in your house and like, no, this is the dev room.
I'm gonna have the, or maybe just one for me. So I'm gonna have a test environment. Uh-huh. Everything's gonna be set up exactly the same computers.
Wow.
And everything, right? And then I'm gonna hook it up, see if it works.
Yeah.
And then if it works, then transition it into the production environment.
Wow.
Look, I gave myself plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah. You gave yourself an entire 40 minutes.
No. I started this afternoon.
Oh, you were not on the call. Yeah, you didn't bring me in until like right at, like I was getting out of the shower. It's like,
no,
that was 8:20.
The thing is, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm like,
I didn't say you were.
The cords are hooked into the slots that they're supposed to be hooked into.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Okay.
So what all started it this afternoon? I'll tell you.
It all started back this afternoon.
So first.
Yes.
I opened up my new compressor limiter.
Oh, God. How detailed is it going to be? Because it is like, first, I opened up my... I thought you were going to say, I opened up my eyes, and I stretched, and I greeted the day as I got out of bed.
No, look. I opened it up, and I brought it in, and I hooked it up. All I did was plug it in.
Yes.
Plug the microphone into the input.
Yes.
And plug the... And put the output of the compressor limiter into the channel one.
One XLR or channel one quarter?
Well, this compressor limiter has a XLR in, but only quarter inch out.
Oh, that's the problem. Yeah, because it's your mixer only has a balanced input for quarter inch, and that's probably an unbalanced input coming out of the compressor.
So, it sounded okay, except
yes,
it introduced this horrible electronic noise.
Yes, that would be the difference between a balanced and an unbalanced line. Yeah, kind of sounds like a screeching kind of a.
Well, it's almost like that modem sound when you used to call AOL.
Yeah, screechy thing, yeah.
Like that?
That's it.
So then I was like, okay, I'm going to have to unplug everything in my chain.
Yeah.
Reroute all my wires, plug everything back in one at a time.
Yeah.
And figure out what's causing it. So then I did that, and I plugged it back in. And just with the compressor, just the microphone. There was no noise. The noise was gone. It sounded like a good microphone, and I was able to turn on the noise gate and all that. Perfect.
Right.
And then I started hooking back in the computer that you come in from, and that computer has always had sound issues. I don't know why, but it's always had sound issues. And so I was just
I feel like we should start you a GoFundMe or something. It's like, I use one machine, Adam. I just use one machine.
The way I was testing it out
after a week.
Was I turned on Audacity and hit record to see what the...
Wow. I was trying not to interrupt your call, but...
That's fine.
Just so let me just grab the phone call here real quick, Adam. Yeah.
Hey there. This is Curtis from the Game Makers podcast.
Hi, Curtis.
I have an Archie Cruiser celebrity death phone call entry. Abe Vigoda from Barney Miller has died. Finally, there were many multiple reportings of his death earlier in the 80s and 90s, but this time it's for real, and I'm sad. Aww. So, Abe Vigoda, dead.
Dead.
Goodbye.
All right. Absolutely. Abe Vigoda, Adam.
Yes. I agree with that.
We know this because there was something in our chat room, our little chat that we keep going all week long. As soon as Abe died, someone wanted to know if anyone had called it in yet.
No, I'm just going to call them out right now.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Look. Joe Batanz thinks that he's got some kind of... So anytime somebody dies, Joe Batanz, first thing, messages us and says, has anyone called in on this? Because I don't want to bother any... Yeah, I don't want to bother with dialing the phone. I can't be bothered to dial the phone if someone else has already called. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, and look... This is not, I told him, this is not the insider trading of celebrity deaths. You can't like call us and get the information beforehand. You just have to call in and luck of the draw. You either made it or you didn't.
Now, did you make a thing at the end?
I did, but it'll be in there by the time we get to the end.
So you made a little end of the show thing because we had several people that called for Abe Vigoda. So. Yeah, you'll get to hear Joe's, because Joe was just, oh, thank God I wasn't first, because I hated my call. So now you'll get to hear it anyway.
Yeah, you will.
It'd be great.
But anyway, so it's not fair. Like, we're friends with Joe, so we have a regular conversation with him.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be fair for us to give him information, tell him.
Insider try. But
Call now, Joe. No one has called yet. We can't cheat.
I wouldn't tell him that anyway. And I wouldn't know that because the script that grabs our phone calls only happens like once an hour. So the best information that we have is that there's been no calls within the last hour because we don't have that kind of granularity, right? We can't tell you exactly.
But well, because you and I had that discussion when I was doing it more often, I was getting Google was yelling at me and saying I was using too much of their computer.
It's fine.
You know, Google is telling me that I'm using too much of their computer resources. Hello.
They've anyway, got- so yeah, that's been great. All right, that was fun. So we just our entire show today is brought to you by Adam's technical issues.
Yeah. Anyway, I swear, God, look, I guess I know why people don't call me about, but I will say this.
What?
I have always managed to have good sound, even with technical problems.
I swear to you, my technical problems will not interfere with my ability to do good hair. You know, you do know what that's from, right?
It sounds like Steel Magnolias, maybe.
It is Steel Magnolias. Good, good call. Yes, let's, speaking of calls, let's get to this one.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Another singer going to the big party in heaven, Colin Verncombe, better known as Blackhead. Massive hit single with Wonderful Life.
What?
Dead at 53. Okay, bye.
Any idea who he's talking about?
He said, well, it's in the thing.
I know, but I mean, I've
Colin Verncombe.
I've never heard of this person. Yes?
I don't know. Yeah. No, I mean, I know.
Fine.
But I'm sure some Scott the Satyr will call in. Oh, I can't believe that you don't know, blah, blah, blah. He was in some.
But people are always going to do that. That's fine.
Scott sounds like Joe all the time. All of my people tonight are sounding like this. I don't know why.
that sounds like Joe.
Right.
You know, speaking of insider baseball, speaking of other podcasts, as we just were, because
yes.
I was coughing.
I was looking away. I didn't know what you were like. I'm like,
I was coughing.
Did I lose him?
No, I was coughing. And now people are going to be confused by that. Anyway, so, sorry, I've already forgotten what I was trying to say. What was I trying to say?
You said, speaking of.
Oh, wow.
It was about some show.
Oh,
there was some show that
that's
you were
going to I was going to talk about another show. That's what it was. It was a weird tangent that I was going off on there. Speaking of, I announced a couple of weeks ago on this show that I was going to start doing the Pride 48 clip show.
Yes.
By the way, the very first episode of that went out today. You can go over to pride48.com/shows. A little state of the station feed will get it to you there on that front page of our shows there. But here's the thing, Adam, is those less than reputable people over that it's all about me.
Yes.
In order to scoop us on that, they put out a clip show. For their that was their last show. Yeah, as we talked about last week, that this is their last show, and that's basically what they did. They put out a clip show
of It's All About Me.
Yep, it was a clip show.
Oh, I haven't listened to their show yet. It is in my top five shows.
I'm just saying, however, how dare they? How dare they? I had the idea of doing a clip show, and then they were we're going to do that. And so, all right, so there. We're not going to talk about other podcasts right now.
Guys, that was copyright dubious intent.
That's right.
I don't know what you were doing. Why?
Talk about that. It's just, I don't want to talk about
it. You can't think of your own segments, your own show ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you really need to have some originality.
Mm-hmm. So, as I just mentioned, I am doing the clip show on Pride 48. And I'll just take a moment, as I did encourage on that episode, for anyone that has a podcast to pass this information along to your listeners. If at any point in time you're listening to our show and you say, hey, that's a cute little story or that was a cute little clip, all you have to do is send an email to clips, C-L-I-P-S, clips at pride48.com. Tell them the show, you know, when it came into your, you know, like what the date of the show and like a rough idea of where in the show. So like, you know, 10 minutes in or 15 minutes in and say they were talking about whatever they were talking about. Just something to help us pull the clip for it. So the Pride 48 clip show is a monthly show, but you can submit clips from any of the Pride 48. If they're listed on our shows page, you can submit clips from them. So there, just a little helpful hint, helpful announcement from me to you.
Well, yay. Yeah, I if I ever hear, the problem is going to be that I listen in the car.
Yeah.
And I by the time I get home to somewhere where I can actually email a clip with a time code and all that and not run off the road, I'll probably forget like what time the time code. Then I'll need to go back and listen and hear where it was. And I'll be like, well,
oh, Adam,
I'll do it later.
You just make everything so difficult, don't you?
Well. Apparently, I do.
Here's the thing. Not every show is going to have a clip, right? Not every single episode of every single show is going to have something that works as being a clip, right? In order for something to be a good clip, it's got to be
evergreen. So it can't be like, did you read today about those militia men and, you know, in Oregon? Because if it's going to be a clip that's going to be played on Pride48.com, then, you know, a year from now, that's going to sound really dated, right? So it just needs to be things that don't specifically reference something. I'm just saying. So it's just going to be one of those times. Here's the rule of thumb, Adam. If you're listening to a show and something makes you laugh out loud, or something makes you go, oh, that was really interesting, or, oh, I enjoyed what that person said.
That makes it much easier.
Just on those times, on those very special times, just, you know, look at your device and see what the time code is and, you know, send it off. That's all. That's all we're saying.
Cool.
Well, now, I feel bad. I feel like I've done like a commercial or something, because you were off typing over in the other corner. You were like all the people on Twit that don't pay attention when Leo's rambling on about a stupid commercial, and they're all like off scratching their butts. And
as we all know, a little behind the scenes here, I was a little bit behind on my preppage because of trying to get audio stuff fixed. And I had everything ready, but it wasn't in the trellis, as they say
on that other show.
On that other show.
I believe that is copyrighted. You know what, Adam? I don't even know what I was going to say. It's just something that seemed awfully important that I do, and then I completely forgot what it was. So there you go. I don't think it was anything
important. So you didn't put anything on the Trello, but what happened to you this week that you'd like to talk about?
There was really only one thing that happened this week. And this is where it gets back to the "it's all about me" boys. Hold on a minute. Let me get this.
Hey, Turniphead, Colin, Marvin Minsky, Dad. If you don't know who that is, then there's a problem.
Uh oh. do I ask?
So he said Marvin. Okay, first of all, I thought he was saying Barbara Binsky or something. I could not. I listened to that voicemail like 10 times. I'm not even lying. I'm like, what the crap is he saying? I could not. I think he was on. I think he was. Maybe he wasn't, but he sounded drunk to me. And I couldn't understand. He was like slurring and like all this stuff. Anyway, finally, by Googling every possible combination of like blah blah Minsky, you know, whatever, on the news tab of Google, I finally found Marvin Minsky.
Marvin Minsky was an American cognitive scientist in the field of artificial intelligence.
I'm going to admit, I have not heard of Marvin Minsky.
Well, then there's a problem, because if you haven't heard of him, then there's a problem. Congratulations, Sternifed, you are entered in.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I'm not going to say no at this point, because that'll make me look bad.
So the way that, okay, ladies and gentlemen, the way you win the death phone is you preface your name or something by saying, there is something wrong with you if you haven't heard of this person. And then Daniel has to give it to you, because he has to pretend he knows who it is, even if he doesn't.
Anyway, moving along.
That's how you
win. You don't win the death. You win the death phone by like winning the contest, is basically what it was. Oh, I know what it was that I was leaning over there. I know. See, it all makes sense to me now.
See, I knew if I said Turniphead sounded drunk, he was going to say, I wasn't drunk.
He would show up.
My dog died and I was sad. And, you know, I knew there was going to be something horrible, you know, instead of him being drunk.
Something wicked this way comes. Here's the thing, Adam. As much as I am just want to distance myself from that podcast, it's all about me, because of the numerous horrible, horrible things that they've said about me over the years. I can't, because I bought a ticket for the 50th anniversary Star Trek convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I'm going, Adam. I'm going to be going for 5 days to the largest, craziest Star Trek convention in the universe at the Rio in Las Vegas. And it turns out, of course, who else is going to be there but Mark and Ed? Mark and Ed are also going to be there.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yes. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Because I don't know how many times since Pride 48 Vegas last year, I have said, you know, we're not having Pride 48 next year. We should really get together. We should really hang out. We should really have a meetup. We should really blah, blah. I've said it like a bajillion times.
Bajillion.
And then what do you go and do? You're like, oh, hey, guys, planning all of my vacations for the next year because, you know, I've got so many. And there's this hole in my calendar where Pride 48 was. Wonder what I could do then. Oh, I know. I guess I'll go to a Star Trek convention.
I've never been to one. I want to go.
Not like, hey, Adam, you know, maybe we should meet up. Maybe best friends should see each other. Maybe we should do, you know, it's like, I think I'll just go to a Star Trek convention. You know,
wow.
Let me. So I feel like, you know, you just completely glossed over that. You knew that I was like, we should get together sometime this year.
I haven't.
Since there's not going to be any Pride 48. I even mentioned after I got this new PTO system at work.
Yes.
That I've got a bunch of extra weeks that I don't have anything to do with. And yet the first thing that comes to your mind is. Star Trek convention. That's what I'll do.
Here's the thing. That's not entirely fair because it's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. And I've, you know, Mark and Ed have been talking about this for years. So I knew it was coming. It wasn't like the very first thing that I decided to do was really what it was is the tickets went on sale and they were selling. They had already sold out of a whole bunch of them. It was like one of those either you fish or cut bait. Either you buy the ticket right then or, you know, and you can always try to sell it later, I guess. But it's like, it was pretty much one of those, you know, if you don't purchase this right now, it will sell out and you won't get it. It's kind of like buying a ticket to BlizzCon, right? It's like those things sell out really fast. So you just kind of, you know, you pony up the money and then you worry about the rest of it. So it's like I needed to buy, it was a, you know, I had to buy a ticket for the Star Trek thing.
It's okay. I'm just laying it out there that, you know, I wanted to see my friend.
I would be happy. Let's see. Where do you live? You live in Arkansas.
Live in Arkansas. Come to me because I've got like tons of vacation this year.
Yeah. Where do you live? What do you live near?
Nothing. I mean, what do you call near?
Yeah,
well, it depends on what you consider near.
Yeah, you don't live near anything.
Kansas City, Tulsa, Springfield.
We can go to Denver. Missouri. Let's all go to Denver.
You know, but there are these things called airplanes.
They are.
So,
wow.
You know, you don't have to come to me. I don't have to come to you. We could meet somewhere.
All right.
Anywhere.
Well, then fine. Let's do that. I want to go to Harry Potter in Orlando. What, you want to go see the Harry Potter thing in Orlando?
Yeah.
Well, then let's do that and make it happen. Make it so. Chop, chop. Make it so, number one.
We talked about this already. We could do something around Gay Day or Gay Days or whatever it's called. And then I tell other people and they could come too if they wanted.
Oh, God. No, I don't want other people there.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm kidding, Adam.
Baron Frosty mentioned Southern Decadence. I don't know if Mittens could handle that. But, you know. But anyway,
Turnipad would love to visit Harry Potter, he says.
Because, seriously, would like to at least see you for sure.
No, I would love to see you. I was just trying to. Here was the thing, Adam. The reason that all this came up. Wow, this is like so boring, but this is, I told my family that I was going to go down there in January, that I was going to come down to Florida in January. I was like, you know, I normally come in early December. You know what? I'm just not going to do that this year. I'll just come down in January or something. And then that has now turned into kind of trying to figure out when I was going to go to Florida. And finally, the other day, I was like, you know what? Screw this. I don't want to go there. It's like the siblings and my family members that I dearly love that I get along with, I see them at other points. Like they come up to New York or I see them other places or they chat and they talk with me. So it was really just kind of like going down there for my mother who can't remember anything anyway, and which is hard to deal with. And, you know, my sister who basically is just going to like schedule my every single moment that I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is why it turned into this, Adam. This is why I was suddenly like going, oh, I need to figure out where I'm going to go for vacation. How come you haven't interrupted? This is the most boring. Like, I'm boring myself as I'm speaking.
Look, I do not interrupt you. That is your,
dear God.
See? I'm talking and immediately.
Well, yeah, you've got the magic touch is what that is. It's like, let's listen to this, shall we? God, that was so fucking boring.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm the prisoner for the Celebrity Death Phone. And they just keep coming. Guitarist and founding member of Jefferson Airplane and later Jefferson Starship, Paul Cantor, dead at 74. Okay, bye.
You know, I don't think that's the right way to start that. They just keep coming. They're dying. He's like, shouldn't it be there? They just keep going is what you're
Well, that's what the whatever angel is that's standing at the gates of heaven is saying. They just keep coming.
They just keep coming.
This week.
I do know who Jefferson Airplane is, and I know who Jefferson Starship is. And fun fact, if you watch the Star Wars Holiday Special, There is at one point in time, Art Carney, and I swear to God this is true, pulls out the holograph machine in order to show the band at that time only known as Starship singing their Star Trek kind of in holographic form on top of a table. There you go. You're welcome for that piece of trivia.
Thank you.
So I'm going to this Star Trek thing, and I now Ed and Mark are going to be there.
But I think in... Yes, wait a minute. In fairness, you knew they were going to be there because they always, no matter what, they never miss.
No, because Mark is a huge Star Trek fan, much like me. And Ed has made this very public where he's like, I don't understand, you know, the difference between a phase spanner and a warp core, you know, warp coil assembly. So I'm just going there in order to make other people happy. I'll take photos or whatever because I don't know any. He's got so much better seat than me. He's got so much better seat in this because they bought the really expensive tickets. If Ed really didn't care about this, he would let me have his seat and take mine in the back of the room.
Well, but then he won't be able to sit by Mark. And you know how much they love each other and they want to sit right next to each other the whole time.
But so. But no, because Ed will keep be asking like, oh, what is that? What is that? Wait, was he a captain? Was he a captain of the ship? And he's like, no, that's Wesley Crusher. He was like a kid. He was like,
is he the one that made the meth?
He's from Breaking Bad. I know him. Yeah, that kind of a thing. So I'm just saying.
Well, not much. I remember clearly this week.
Yes.
Two or three times I thought, man, I need to grab the Trello and write this down because I am going to talk about this on the show. And then I forgot. And now I can't remember what it was. But I do. So I do want to say one thing. They came out with this. And I don't know if I talked about this on the show last week or not. But they came out for us, you know, because they're thinking about us.
Uh-huh.
They decided to revamp our paid time off system.
Yes.
And before I was getting 2 weeks. But we had unlimited sick days.
Right.
Now, 90 days, what they call salary continuance, which you got your salary for 90 days if you're sick.
Right.
And all you have to do is like have a doctor's note or something. I'm sure after a while that they want something a little bit more official than just like a little post-it note or something. But you know, up to 90 days and they pay you the full amount. But your vacation is just vacation and it's not sick days. They don't. What is that? Never the twain shall meet?
Sure.
Never,
yeah, let's go with
whatever.
That. That's
whatever
that's
it is.
Super exciting.
So they're like, well, but for all of you, we're going to revise the system.
Yes.
And we're going to go to PTO days.
Yay.
So for those of you who don't know what PTO is, it's paid time off, which means the definition of that for companies is everything gets rolled into that. Sick days, holidays, like everything.
Right. It's a way to reward people for actually showing up. And because it's like if you have 2 weeks of vacation and you also have 14 sick days and you don't take all 14 sick days, then, you know, over the course of the year, then you basically just left money on the table. Right. It's like because that's factored your worth there. And
I was thinking to myself, this is good and it could be good. It could be bad. If I got some horrible debilitating disease. I have to take a week of PTO before the short-term disability will kick in.
Yes.
So, you know, there is a downside there. I have to take some of my vacation. So then what happens if I use... It's like this...
If you had a debilitating thing that required you to do that, you're probably not going to worry about whether you're going to miss, you know, your vacation.
Well, maybe
like
not.
Being alive kind of trumps that.
They added short-term disability, which we didn't have before.
Yes.
And that will pay up to 6 weeks at 100% and like 26 weeks at 75% of your salary.
Okay.
But the cool thing was I wasn't going to get any more vacation until year seven, which is two more years from now.
Yeah.
And I was at 2 weeks. When they switched to this, not only did they lower the year when you get more to six instead of seven, but they do it based on if you will hit that anniversary during that year, you automatically get that year's vacation.
Right.
So I automatically qualified for my 6 year.
Oh, dear God. How much? Just give us a number.
So this year I got 28 days, which does include the six holiday days, but I got basically 4 days. Weeks.
Yes.
So I went from 2 to 4.
Yes.
And then because I won that award last year that I told everyone about, I had another week. So I have 5 weeks of paid vacation.
Wow.
Plus holidays this year. And I know you have like 7 or 8, but But for me, I only had two.
I was saying, wow, I wasn't trying to be snide about it, whatever. I said, well, I don't get 7 or 8. I get 7.
And then next year, I'll have 5 weeks.
Cool.
So, I think it's kind of like a game of roulette, though, when you have PTO, because you're kind of gambling that you won't get sick if you use all your, if you use all your PTO and then you get to the end of the year and you suddenly get sick and you've used all of it.
Yeah, then you just don't get paid.
Well, it's true, but I mean, you're still gambling with your, you're like, well, hopefully I won't get sick. I'm just going to take all this time. So now I don't know. Should I take it all? Should I leave a week?
I just let it spread out. Yeah, I let it spread out during the year. And it's like, so at any given time, so here's how I do it, but I don't know how they assign it to you, right? Because we get X amount of hours every pay period, right? So in my case, it's like 11.69 something PTO hours added to my account every pay period, which is every 2 weeks. I like to have a buffer of 40 hours. So I don't like to get my account below 40 hours. Like right now, my account's at like 102 hours or something because I have time built up. And that's why I was looking at places to go. But yeah, I always leave a week as kind of a buffer. So when I see 100 hours, I really in my head think, oh, that's only 60 hours because I keep 40 hours a buffer kind of a thing. That way, if something bad did happen, I would have a week buffer, that 1 week worth of a buffer.
I'll probably keep it. So we do accrue it, but you can, I don't know what they call it. There's a word for it. You can use it immediately when your year starts.
Right.
Like I have access to all 28 days immediately.
Cool.
But technically they are accrued.
Right.
But for some reason I can use them right away. What they haven't told me is if I leave for some reason and I've used more than I've accrued,
yes.
Do I owe them money?
No, they would take it out of your last paycheck.
Well, that's what I don't know. They didn't say it because if you
typically
have extra...
If you read the thing, typically it works both ways. Like, so it's like if I were to leave the company now and I had those 100 hours of PTO in my account, I would get paid for those because I had those. If for some reason, like when I first started there, I went into negative time because of the holidays, and so then if I had left then they would have taken that out of my last pay or something. I don't know. You're like an Ed and Mark contest. You're just going for those fringe elements. Well, what if I were to get struck by a meteor? No.
It is not even. There are some people that are being so nitpicky about it, and because they're switching programs, they're like, well, what happens to the vacation that I accrued on my anniversary date? Am I going to get that as well? Mm. Because I've been here for 30 years, and I get 4 weeks and I haven't used any of them. And
yeah. And you always have those people that bitch about. Yeah. Cause I remember we bought another hospital several years ago and we were bringing everything into line. And it turns out that more of our hospitals didn't take Good Friday. And the policy had always been for us to have Good Friday as one of our PTO, was one of our fixed holidays. So they changed the policy last year to say that, hey, Good Friday is no longer a fixed point holiday. You don't lose any PTO. That just means you get an extra day of PTO. So if you want to take Good Friday off, you can, because you still have that time. But we're just not. And you would have thought that that they had drawn a swastika on the everyone's paycheck and sent them out. It's like these people, they were just so offended that we were no longer recognizing Good Friday as a official holiday.
We don't count our holidays as PTO days. So for instance, if I didn't want to take Christmas off.
Yes.
Now, I realize Christmas is a Saturday this year, so it doesn't. But if I didn't want to take Christmas off and it was on a day that we work, then I could work and then use that day some other time.
Now, Yasmin Badu said at her last job, she had so much PTO after working 5 years that she would take off every other Friday. There you go. We don't get to accrue that much. That's why I try to use it all in the same year. We only get to have a full... whatever our full, like I have 38 days. So whatever the full hours is for 38 days, I can't.
There's going to be a conundrum because Mark gets no paid time off. And it's always worked out okay because I had such few days. Right. We would just do a bunch of long weekends. Now I'm going to have to take some vacation without him. But I mean, or lose it. I mean,
well, he doesn't care about Harry Potter. So, he doesn't give a shit about Harry Potter. So we'll just go. We'll go down and see the Harry Potter.
I told him I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Washington to see my grandparents. But this 2 weeks instead of 1 week because I have so much vacation. And he says, but Boyfie, you're going to be gone from me for 2 weeks. What am I going to do?
in his head. He's like going, party after 2 weeks. You know what, Adam? We can go to Harry Potter, just you and I. It'll be like a date. See how I'm segueing there? It'll be like a date, Adam.
Yes, it will. Is this going to be a segment?
I don't know why this isn't playing. That's all. I'm just saying. Soon this music's going to start playing and it's going to rescue this failed bit. Really? You can't play this song? Hold on. Hold on, Adam. I can't play my... There we go. There we go. Yeah, Adam, it'll be a date. A date that we can save. Oh. See?
Yeah.
Because it's time to save the date, Adam. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I put those at the end, but you can...
No, because, you know, I invited people last... For those of you who don't know, I went on a stupid date to dinner. And this person who clearly was not into me, was making every excuse they could to get the fuck out of there. And the final word said to me was, I've got to go because my dog. And then they left, right? It's like, so I asked people, what would be the best comeback to that? What would be the best comeback to that in some way to save the date? And I got several different replies here. Some of them came in via Twitter. Some of them came in via email. A couple of them came in via voice. I only know of the Baron Frosty one. Is there somebody else that called?
All of the contact voicemails are save the date.
Oh wow. Wow. So are you saying that I should save this to do this until the contact segment?
I didn't know where you wanted to do it, so I put them there. But we won't have a contact segment.
Without this? Wow. That's really bad.
You know what you could do?
Yes.
You could read the readable
and then just
ones.
Play it. Yeah, okay.
Play the voicemails during contact.
Wow. All right, so these are the ones that came in. We'll start with the Twitter ones. Tom in Chicago says that the perfect comeback line to I gotta go because my dog, the comeback line is, well, your dog's only interested in licking his own balls. I'm less selfish.
There you go.
That's Tom in Chicago's. Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone opted for the terse reply. He simply sent a single word, cunnilingus.
Okay.
I don't know how that saves the date. I don't think Dr. Stone understood the assignment. That's basically is what I'm trying to say. Big Fatty sent in a response to us. He says the perfect reply to I gotta go because my dog was, oh, I thought it was 420 time at my place. My best to spot. Huh. Okay, a little dismissive there, a little dismissive of the dog. Yes? No? All right. Turnipad wrote in. He had an answer to that. The best response to I gotta go because my dog is, I can pee on your leg if you like. So there you go.
All right.
Those are the ones that came in
on
Twitter.
I think that's my favorite so far.
And I guess we got some that came in via voicemail. So thank you guys for all that. That's crazy. I haven't had another bad date, but now I feel like I need to go have another bad date just, to give you guys another shot.
I have another game that we're going to play. We won't play it tonight.
Ooh, I like games.
But yes. We're going to play a game. We're going to, and I'm shamelessly stealing this from several different places, but
here we go.
To my knowledge, it is not a podcast that I'm stealing it from.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it was really fun. We're going to have listeners call in, and maybe this could become a regular thing if they like it. And they're going to tell us three things about themselves.
Oh, God.
One of them is going to be a lie.
Yes.
And we have to guess which one is a lie.
So they're going to tell us two truths and a lie.
Correct.
And we figure out which is the lie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I saw this on another thing. It wasn't a podcast. And I've also seen it other places. But
I've seen this on YouTube before. So here's my question. My question is, what are we giving them? Here's what we need you to do. We need you to come up with basically a whole biography of yourself, and then three long anecdotes. One of them completely made up from your imagination. And we just need you to call and have that for us this week. Okay? Is that okay? Okay. Goodbye. Oh, and for your trouble. Well, yeah. Here you. Thank you.
Oh, I know. If they win, they'll get to catch up with you and I. Off the air. No, we can do something like a gift card or something like that to Amazon. We can do, but it depends on how often we do it. I mean, we're not rich like Mark and Ed, so I mean, we can't give. Yeah.
Did I say antidotes? What, Anyway,
I don't know. I never listened to you, so I'm not sure what you said. But so did they do that on Life on the Shit List? Because I honestly have never listened to Life on the Shit List, so I would not know.
And Yasmin Badu says it's an original. It's original content. I don't know.
I've never listened to Life on the Shit List, and I don't plan on listening to it. So if they call us out for stealing their bit,
Adam, it's fine.
I'll never hear it.
We'll play the game. Anyway. It'll be whatever. We'll just do it. We'll just do it.
I stole it from somewhere else.
This is a doobie ass intent. We steal things.
Right.
We steal things from people because we're thieves, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, so that was all I had this week. I'm going to the Star Trek. I'm very excited about going to the Star Trek 50th anniversary thing. I kid Ed and Mark, but no, I'll be happy to see them there. Yeah, supposedly like every living Star Trek person is supposed to be at this thing.
How much was it to go? I mean, the ticket?
I got the bronze or the copper package or something, mm-hmm. which is the last package. It may still be available. It was like $580 for 5 days. It's 5 days. And then, but the individual.
That doesn't cover your room or anything
like that, right? No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll get a comp room. So
take some photos.
Let me take some photos.
I love Star Trek, but I don't know that I want to pay $500 for a Star Trek.
That's 5 days.
That's true.
And that includes like some extra party stuff.
We have not been charging enough for those Pride 48 tickets.
Clearly we need to. Look, we have all four. This past year with Vera and Fatty, we could have we have all the living elders here on the Pride 48 this year. You know what? I had nothing else this week, so I
don't have anything else to go over.
Okay, great. I'm trying to get to the thing because I forget what we do with our thing. Oh, let me do this just to clear this out so that we start the next segment with a clean slate. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Mm-hmm. British comedian and compere Terry Wogan, dead at 77. You may know him as the compere for the Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, bye.
Or I may not.
I don't know him.
Really? Terry Wogan? I feel bad.
He's another one of those I needed to Google. We're going to get accused of if they're not American, they're not celebrities.
Oh, but look at you doing your thing again here. That's right. All right. Then in that case, then we're going to leave that thing and then we're going to go do the other thing. And oh, wow. We spent so much time on that sound thing before the show. I don't have things pulled, but let's do this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
DI Plus. Nope. The Dubious Intent birthday segment. Oh, it was so good on the intro. And then I screwed up here in this spot. It's the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical clue to somebody's birthday. And I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room. Hopefully. So, there you go. Adam, what is our first musical clue this evening for our birthday segment?
All right. So, there it is.
I have no idea.
Okay, I have one more.
Is this a group or a person?
That's a theme to a show.
Oh, that was a theme to a show.
Who has a perfect smile? Who has a comical style? Who likes to hang out with her friends? Who, who? There's Spence and Paige and Audrey and Joe. They're her friends on every show. They visit her at her room stone. She lives in an apartment.
I have no idea what this is. I like know every bad TV show in existence. How do I not know this? Is this a skit?
Let me just try to find something of this person talking. Hold on.
I realized this morning. That's
Ellen DeGeneres.
It is Ellen DeGeneres.
So are you, by the way.
So what were those two? What were the two music? What did the two musical things have to do with her?
Well, the first one was the theme to the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Oh.
And the second one was the theme to Ellen. That was her show back in the 90s or whenever that was.
I'm going to give it to myself anyway. I got it.
Oh, no, you did. The chat room got it.
They're witchcraft. I don't know how they got it. That's
Yes, Mama, too. So Ellen DeGeneres. Well, I love Ellen. No, do you not watch the Ellen DeGeneres show?
No.
Hello?
I don't.
I watch it every day. So Ellen DeGeneres is 58 years old.
58 years. She's like Big Fatty's age. Does that ever hit you? Like going like, oh my, Ellen and Fatty are the same age.
All right. Well, here we go.
That's just truth. That's truth.
It's true. And which one of them? Anyway.
Truth.
Never mind. So here's the next one. I don't think you're going to know this one, but I just want to.
Great.
Yo, tout le monde, c'est Squeezie. Avant de commencer cette vidéo, je voulais vous remercier, bande de petits cachotiers, parce que ça souhaite mon anniversaire comme ça sur Twitter, et ça fait passer le hashtag en tendance mes fesses. Bon, j'ai jamais été deux pour faire des remerciements, mais merci, l'intention est super. Et puis écoutez, je vous souhaite un joyeux anniversaire à tous en avance. Ça porte malheur, le malheur va vous suivre maintenant. Hein. C'est gratuit, une petite malédiction d'entrée de jeu. Alors aujourd'hui, on se retrouve sur The Impossible Quiz.
I got nothing.
Parce que oui, pour okay, well, I have is to he, is throw he a
French,
YouTuber
is he a,
in there.
Is he a French rapper?
No, I have to throw in a Twinkie YouTuber from time to time just to see how many of them you actually know.
That was a YouTuber?
Yeah, he's a gamer. So he does something similar to PewDiePie.
Yes.
Where he has his head up in a corner and then he plays a game. And his name is Squeezy.
Squeezy.
Yeah, that's what he goes by. But anyway, Squeezy is 20 years old.
Wow, I didn't get that.
I wanted to throw in a little Twinkie YouTuber. So there you go. All right, here is our next one. I have two songs for this one.
This is the theme to MASH. This is called Suicide is Painless. Yes.
Is suicide painless, really?
I don't think so.
Depends.
This is the theme to the West Wing, right?
It is the theme to the West Wing.
All right, so we've got MASH and the West Wing, which leads me to one conclusion only, which would be Alan Alda.
It is Alan Alda.
Which I know we've, didn't I say this before? That like Jonathan Penner, the contestant on Survivor, sounds exactly like Alan Alda. I think I played that.
Might have said that before.
He does.
I just want to say one more time, I love West Wing.
Okay.
I really do.
The West Wing.
The West Wing. Yeah, I love it.
I liked it at the time. I have, you know, I've never gone back and watched it because to me it was just kind of like, a lot of things political just don't hold up, right? Because they, especially things that are trying to like make statements that of their
right.
time.
I think it holds up. I mean, I did not watch it. I just watched it over the summer and then, well, and into the, I actually just finished it like.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to say that about the Star Trek, but go ahead.
All right.
I'll make a note to myself.
Here's the next one.
This is the theme to Magnum P.I.
Yes, it is the theme to Magnum P.I., Daniel.
Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I.
It is Tom Selleck.
Wow, look at that. Tom Selleck.
Look, I'm getting old, and it's okay that I'm getting old. I like, these are people who were in shows when I was a juvenile.
Yes,
you know, I was growing up.
Yes.
And, you know, he wasn't, I'm not really, I never was really into daddies.
Yeah.
But. You know,
but
he was kind of a sexy man.
I'm not really into daddies, but, you know, Tom Selleck, if he wanted to call me, you know, I'd call him a daddy.
All right. So Tom Selleck is 71 years old. There was another one, but I knew you would get that one. I had the theme to Blue Bloods, but you probably don't watch that.
I would never have gotten that one. Yeah.
All right. Here is the next one.
All right. Here we go. I'm waiting. Gonna be exciting. No idea.
Okay, I have one more.
it sounds like the rainforest song from like Madagascar or something.
I have one more. Here we go.
The birds are flying and the leaves are turning.
Now here's the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. 1, 2, 3.
That sounds very Oprah.
You get a car. You get a car.
That's Oprah.
That's it is Oprah.
Okay, that is Oprah Winfrey. So, oh, is it her birthday?
Yeah, that's a remix of her saying, "You get a car."
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, so you get a car, Daniel. Not really. Oprah, who, you know, she's been on those Weight Watcher commercials.
She has.
Do you know why she's been on those Weight Watcher commercials?
Because she's getting paid for like $85 million or some shit.
Well, maybe she's getting paid, but do you know the real reason why she's on them?
I don't know, Adam, why.
She purchased 10% of Weight Watchers
last year.
Oh, you
know what? I think I did hear that.
So she's doing ads. I don't even know if they're paying her because she's doing ads to help the company because she wants it to do well because she purchased 10%.
I bought this company.
Plus, I'm sure she wants to lose weight as well. She's always wanting to lose weight. She and I have that in common. Oh, by the way, I know this is the birthday segment, but since I said she was losing weight, I have lost an additional 3 pounds.
Wow.
I have lost 7 pounds total in the past 3 weeks.
Congratulations, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
I found them.
All right, here is, we have two more. Here's our next one.
Wow. Up and down. This is some country singer.
I don't know. This is a theme to a song.
A theme to a TV show. Oh, to a TV show?
It's a theme to a TV show, yeah.
I do not know that one.
All right. That is the theme to Ally McBeal.
Oh, Calista Flockhart.
It is not. I have another song.
Oh, okay.
This is the end of a show that's currently on TV.
Oh, God. You hit me with the ending credits.
Because the beginning is actually not that. Oh, this is the. This is,
I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Scandal.
Oh, I don't watch that one.
All right, one more. So far, Ally McBeal, Scandal.
Ally McBeal and Scandal.
And.
Yes.
This one here, this which one. You will know.
I will know this.
Now the story of a wealthy family.
That is Arrested Development.
It is Arrested Development. So we have Ally McBeal, Scandal, and Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. These three things, what do they have in common? It's not Michael Cera. It's not...
This person has something in common with one of our other birthdays, or may know someone else. On our birthday list tonight.
Portia de Rossi?
It is Portia de Rossi, which you totally looked at the chat room. I saw your eyes. I saw your eyes look down the chat room.
I never would have gotten that. Yeah. That's
you know, I don't wanna old shame anyone or anything like that, but Portia, I used to think Portia de Rossi was the most beautiful woman when she was on Ally McBeal.
Uh-huh.
And I think on Arrested Development, she's very attractive as well.
She is. Yes.
But here lately, she's just not, I don't think she's held up that well. Really?
Wow.
I mean, I just, okay.
Wow.
Anyway, Portia de Rossi is 43 years old. Here is our last celebrity birthday.
All right. Our last one. Hooray.
And as long as I got my suit and tie,
this is the vocal stylings of one Justin Timberlake.
It is Justin Timberlake.
Is it his birthday?
It is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is, and just for the fun of it.
Just for the, oh God, here we go.
Just for the fun of it, we have one more Justin Timberlake in case you didn't know it was him. And Justin Timberlake is bringing sexy back, and he's 35 years old.
35 years young, Adam.
And those are our celebrity birthdays. Do we have any Pride 48 birthdays?
You know what, Adam? It's kind of a weird week on the thing. We don't really. Like I said, we had like Cola Boy, Rutrow Goofball, Kevin Noor, and Bendy 66. I don't know who they are, though. But happy birthday to them anyways is, you know, I guess. Oh, my God. What's happening?
I don't know.
Suddenly, it's like a bad sound are coming out of you. Anyway, all right. Those are your birthdays. If you would like to have your birthday listed on the show, make sure you go to pride48.com, sign up for a free account, and click on the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like to share my birthday with the birthday list. Kind of. With the, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I one moment. All right. I thought I had pulled this up, and then I didn't, apparently. All right. So why does that say 404 not found? Okay. Well, I'm just going to read this summary. A young man from Cologne has suffered severe wounds, including the loss of several teeth, after the e-cigarette he was smoking exploded in his mouth.
Exploded in his mouth.
The 20-year-old was smoking one of the electronic smokes in an e-cigarette shop in the town center when the accident happened.
Did it, like, explode with flavor, you think? Maybe that's like a, you know, ooh, exploded with flavor.
I wonder if it was, I was wondering if it was Fruit Loop flavor.
Like, was it Joe Batanz?
Yeah, Joe Batanz.
No, Joe Batanz, he uses a vaping thing. He doesn't use an e-cigarette. Although they're the same, they both vaporize thing, I think. There's, those vaporizers look like some kind of steampunk contraption where you put the things in and, yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know the difference between them. I haven't done any of that. Anyway, he then tried the two new parts in his device in the shop, but as soon as he is inhaled on the device, it burning and wounding his face and knocking several teeth out of his mouth.
And where was this? The we missed.
Cologne.
Oh, Cologne. Germany?
Yeah. Yes, Germany.
Cologne, Germany. Isn't that where Hendrik is from?
You know, Hendrik, I don't know where Hendrik is. He's always traveling. I know that about him.
Was it Hendrik? Did he smoke the e-cig?
The photo doesn't look like Hendrik, so I don't think it was.
Okay, great.
Anyway, so a popular San Francisco park that reopened after years of construction is drawing attention for an unusual new feature, an open-air public urinal.
An open-air public urinal.
Yes, Daniel.
Where is this?
The urinal, located right next to the train tracks at Dolores Park, was installed as part of the park's $20.5 million renovations due to the City Parks and Recreation Department's ongoing problems with public urination on buildings and bushes. Quote, the more options we can give them to relieve themselves, the better for the park goers, San Francisco Supervisor Scott Wiener told KMTV.
That's the entire reason you picked the story.
No, I didn't. I hadn't even read that far, actually.
It's about pissing, and the guy's name is Wiener. It'll be funny. I know how your brain works.
No, I didn't read that far. I swear to God, I did not read that far. It's spelled I-E. That's why I pronounced it Wiener. Maybe he pronounces it Weiner, but in German, it I-E, or I don't know. Anyway, so there was some uproar about it, but... But that's it. It's just like this concrete hole in the fence around it. That's his name. Look, I didn't even read that far.
It's fine. I agree.
It was just an ironic, iconoclastic event that his name happens to be Wiener.
Scott Wiener.
They do have other renovations, including more indoor toilets.
I wonder if he's like Wiener 69 on the Twitters and the host of the Wiener Sphere.
I don't know.
It'd be Scott the Wiener.
I don't know.
I don't know why I find that so amusing, but I do. Anyway, thank you. Is that the news? Or are we done?
News.
Oh, we have an outro for the news, too, don't we? Do we have that? And I believe, as you alluded to earlier, we have contact, right? Is that what we have?
We have a technology segment.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad I saw that up there. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Daniel.
Let's do this. Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it. The Dubious and Tech. Dubious and Tech technology segment. Brought to you by the Adam Burns.
That best produced thing that we had that one year really bit us in the ass, didn't it? Because now, anytime anyone makes a mistake.
Best produced podcast.
What's the go-to line in the chat room? Oh, best produced. Oh, best produced.
Fuck a melon.
All right, so I wanted to tell. I got other than my compressor limiter, which apparently is not meant to be.
Yes.
I got this device, and it's called. Let me see what it's called. Let me look at the app. It's called Automatic.
Yes. Just like it says right there on the Trello, Automatic. Yes.
Yes, and it is a device that you plug in to your. The diagnostic part on your car.
Yes. I've heard of this device. Yes.
And it hooks up to your car, and then it hooks up to your phone via Bluetooth.
Correct.
And it tracks all this information about your trip.
Yep.
So I just wanted to tell everybody, it's kind of cool. I've only had it for 2 days, so I don't have a complete review, but I wanted to tell everyone about it. If you're the kind of person who's really, and I'm not, but if you are the kind of person who's really into your car and like what's going on, you know, in the car and everything, and you want to track your trips and how much gas you're spending and all using and all that kind of stuff, it's a neat little toy to have. It is $100, so I think you probably need to be a car enthusiast to want to do it. But there's an app that you get.
But all, and you also, you have to have, your car has to be able to be connected.
Yeah, but the list is pretty long.
I know, so, but I mean, I'm just saying, go and look at the list before you spend the money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you have to go to their site to buy it, I think. So I think it's like automatic.com.
It is. I'm looking at it right now, automatic.com, yes.
And then there's an app for Android and iPhone. And so basically, it gives you... Now, one thing I don't like is it gives you a score on your driving.
Yeah.
And the only criteria for the score is no hard braking.
Right.
No hard acceleration.
Yep.
And no minutes over 70 miles per hour.
Okay.
Now, I just want to say, Daniel.
Uh-oh. Yes?
Who drives the speed limit nowadays? The speed limit is 70. I went 71 for less than a minute.
So it doesn't matter. No minutes.
And they jacked my score down for today.
Wow.
And then,
yes,
not only that, but they go, your score is 88. That places you in the bottom 36% of all automatic drivers. I'm like, what the hell? Anyway.
You little speed demon, you.
I had one hard... I don't even know how I did it. I don't even remember when I did it. But apparently, I stepped on the brake a little too hard yesterday.
That's probably... the other thing that helped. That jacked it down, as you said.
That one hard brake jacked me down to 77%.
You know, that's not a real expression, right? Jacked me down. It's like the chat room is making fun of it even. That's like, it's not a real... Anyway,
it's cool. It has a lot of information. It will call, so you can set it to, if you crash and it somehow knows that you've crashed, you can set 3 contacts that they will call for you.
What does it
say? To let them know. I don't know. But
hello, this is Adam Burns' phone calling you. An accident has happened and Adam Burns may no longer be alive.
Look, I haven't crashed yet, so hopefully... You know,
let's hope you have the PTO left to deal with it. Willie
in the chat room says it's 85 on Texas highways. And that's the other thing. Yeah. A lot of places, the speed limit is higher than 70, and it does not take that into account.
How do you know it doesn't take that into account?
Because it literally says one of the criteria is minutes over 70. And what if I'm on a road that the speed limit is 35?
Yeah, but the phone knows where it's at.
Ding me.
The phone knows where it's at.
But it doesn't do that. It literally, it has a hard-coded criteria anytime over 70 miles an hour. It is not. All right. Wow, the only other thing I wanted to mention is a lot of other apps are compatible with this device.
Mm-hmm.
IFTTT is compatible, which is an automation website. Okay. So you can do things like when I pull into the garage, turn on my lights, or Alexa is compatible. You can say, Alexa, where's my car? I don't know why you wouldn't know where your car is. And anyway, there's a dashboard app that you can get.
By the way, thank you for setting off everybody's echo just now.
Right. There's a...
I was watching a TV show the other day, and the girl's secretary was named that, and she kept saying it. It's like, so behind me, the echo kept going, I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. I'm sorry.
She Alexa, for some reason...
Don't say it! Now you got the...
The echo... Recently, yes. My Echo recently has started responding to the television, even if it doesn't say her name. It'll say Andy or something, and she'll think that it said her name. And she'll be like, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that question.
I'm trying to justify my existence to you.
I'm like,
remember me?
Anyway, yeah. Well, we use her a lot. There are 2 things.
Yes.
We pair her to our phones to listen to podcasts in the living room as a Bluetooth speaker.
I do that, yes.
And we play music on her. And, a third thing, I play Pride 48 on her when I'm sure she'll get better. I mean, there'll be more and more features.
I stream radio for my cats. I stream like NPR playing for my cats during the day. So it's like I do that. Alexa does that for me. And I also always ask her for the weather. So she gives
we do that as well. Yeah, we ask the weather. So basically all things you could do on your phone.
Lately, she's gotten better too. She has gotten a lot better because I'll say things like, what time does Petco close? And she knows, oh, the Petco on Whitney Avenue, which would be the one closest to me, closes at 10. And it's like, she used to say, I didn't understand that question.
So the device is called Automatic.
Automatic. Wow.
And you can get it at automatic.com if you're that type of person.
There you go. That's the That's Adam Burns technology advice, which is to, if you're that kind of person, then you should go ahead and get it. Right? Is that?
Yes.
That's what you said. There you go. That's his advice.
Only if you're that type.
Excellent. It's the contact segment of Dubious Intent.
Now, before you play that, I just want to ask a question.
Sure.
Is the only reason Baron Frosty has been listening to us live tonight is because he wants to hear his voicemail?
Yeah, he wants to hear his voicemail.
Because he's never in the chat room. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I have a voicemail. Actually, I think he's left the chat
room. He's already left. He was like, he got tired. He's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm tired of this. Actually, I did think he did say something in the chat room like...
He says he always drives the speed limit.
Yeah, but he said something like, oh, listening to you guys live makes me appreciate that truncate silence. Anyway.
The fact that we speed ourselves up.
That's right. We got some phone calls. Not only did people tweet and email me suggestions, we also got some phone calls as well. Let's listen to those. And we'll get to our first one right now. Here we go.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. It's Baron Frosty, top five listener. I'm calling for the Save the Date contest.
Yes.
Daniel, the only way I think you're going to get your 50-year-old claws into a 30-year-old date is if your comeback line would be, I really need to go to, I'm meeting with my financial planner to count my Powerball winnings tomorrow. Love you guys. Bye.
I love how, in Baron Frosty's mind, the only way that I would be, you know, wealthy is if I had won the lottery.
Well, I think the Powerball was just on his mind.
That's what it was. There you go. There you go. He's saying basically that there's no chance that I would have a 30-year-old because I'm old. You know, a lot of these guys have daddy issues. You know, we got another phone call here, Adam. This one came in from Minion51. Let's listen to this this suggestion.
Hello, Daniel. This is Minion51.
Hello.
And I probably wouldn't save the date, but if a guy said he was leaving me to because of his dog, I would remind him to stop and get a jar of peanut butter on the way home because that's the only way he's going to get any attention to his business. So thanks and have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Minion51. So remind him about the peanut butter.
Didn't someone else say something about licking some parts or something? One of the Twitter ones?
Did they?
No,
because I went back through and I didn't. The Twitter ones were Tom in Chicago and
or something that you read earlier.
Yeah, it was
something.
I don't remember what it was.
Was something about licking balls.
Oh, Baron Frosty had to come back into the chat room long enough to say that I made myself cackle. So he was. He was basically, now he can go to bed. Yeah. Oh, I can go to bed now that I've heard myself.
So I want to say something. I know nothing about Baron Frosty, like next to nothing.
Yes.
And, you know, you always made these comments about, you know, him being rich or being some doctor or something like that, right?
Yes.
And I think it was all just like you were lying to me. But he mentions this bakery all the time.
Yes.
What I want to know is, does he work at a bakery?
Yes.
Because, oh, so he work? Are you just lying to me again?
No, he works at a bakery. Why do you always say
that? He works at a bakery.
Yes, he works at a bakery.
So what does he do at the bakery?
He's the head elf, whatever the equivalent there. You know, like whatever Ernie it is, whatever Ernie does for Keebler, that's what Baron Frosty does for his obviously not an elf. I mean, he's not an elf. I'm just saying that I don't know what that position is called. I don't know what that's called. Like I'm the head elf. I'm the head cookie guy.
Willie So Silly in the chat room says he packs fudge.
Exactly. He does. At Baron Frosty
Bakery.
Packs fudge.
You know, my favorite Keebler cookie.
Yes.
Was the little fudge sticks.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
That makes
sense.
You know, I mean,
little fudge sticks. That's right. Yeah. Baron would be the one who goes, that sounds great. Let's make those. See, he would be the one.
Seriously, though, does he work at a bakery?
Yes,
honestly,
he does. Okay. Yes, he works at a bakery. Now, keep in mind, this is America, so it's a huge bakery. It's not like he works at a little mom and pop bakery. I mean, this is like, you know, this is like Wonder Bread, right? I mean, this is like huge bakery. Like,
is he Sara Lee?
I'm not allowed to. I don't believe that that's because you're not allowed to say one way or the other. I can neither confirm nor deny that he's Sara Lee.
Anyway, I just know he's been talking about the bakery a lot recently.
Yeah, that's where he works. It's the bakery.
Right.
Hey, we have another phone call, Adam. You want to hear that? It's Scotty. It's our friend Scotty from Australia.
Right.
Yeah, let's listen to that.
G'day, Daniel Brewer of GBS Intent Nothing.
Scotty!
This is my comments for your Save the Date. It possibly, anything you could have really done would have been pre the date, and that would be having your face pic in the dating app. None of these shots of your crotch, of you in your Fruit of the Loom daggy undies, or just a photo of your six pack.
Yeah.
None of this.
What, his six pack of beer?
Yes.
I won't talk or reply to a headless pic while you don't put your own face in your dating profile. That's what you should have done. Should have been pre-date, and you should have had a face pic in your profile.
I have a face pic in
now,
my profile.
I'm sure Adam would have told you this if you had only asked him in advance.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Scotty, your little Aussie butler. Bye bye.
Yeah, right. My profile is my face, and his was as well. And we actually, that was the thing, right? It wasn't out of nowhere. We chatted on the app for a while before we ever decided to.
You should have just told him. You should have just told him before you even met. I have many twinks knocking down my door all hours of every day.
A, that's not true. And B, if that was true, why would I say that? That would be,
Because, you know, then he feels like, oh, well, there's something about Daniel that I need to get to know because there are all these twinks, you know. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not interested in dating a twink.
Well, you just like to entertain them from time to time.
I admire them for
you admire them.
I admire them from afar. Maybe that's to say. I don't know. Are we done? I think we're done. I have to get us out of the contact segment.
Okay.
Are we done with the contact? There's no more contact, right?
There is no more.
Thank you, Baron Frosty, Minion 51, and Scotty Little Aussie Battler for calling. We really appreciate that. 3, 2, 1. Wow, that was close.
All right, but I had a question because you said it was a contest.
No, it wasn't a contest.
Everyone thought it was a contest.
I don't know why they thought it was a contest. I just said it was a little segment that I call, you know, so it's like, there was nothing.
Might have said contest.
I don't think so.
You might have.
Play the tapes back. Play the tapes back. I don't believe so. No, there's no tapes, actually. It's all digital, so don't try it.
Did we have a title tonight?
Yeah, we did, and it's already been used.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because you weren't getting there. You weren't going to say it. It was just like...
I wasn't even in the chat room when you did that part. I don't even know if you did it because I couldn't.
Great.
Anyway.
This has been a great show, Adam. Let me tell you, I'm really quite proud of it.
Well, look, guys, I want to apologize for me ruining what would have been a magnificent show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, other than your screwing up, yes, it would have been a great show. That was all... You were the course. You were the thing that put us off balance.
Well, Daniel, whenever I screw up the show, something's hard.
Dubious Content is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2DI plus. I have to... figure
you
that.
Don't need
I don't need to. Just call. Give us a call. 229-234-7587. It doesn't spell out anything. So just forget that it ever did. Just, it's not important. Hey, Adam. Make sure you check out the clip show.
I haven't.
Clip show, yeah.
I didn't subscribe to that, so I'm gonna need to subscribe to that feed.
You should subscribe to that feed because it's the episode 001 out there now. the Pride 48 clip show. It's amazing.
How long is it? Because it needs to be less than an hour.
No, no. We're not playing by those games. But it's only like 30-something. This one is particularly short because it's the first. It doesn't matter. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David. Play the thing.
Hey guys, Joe Batanz here for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Abe Vigoda, best known for Barney Miller and let's see here. Best known for Barney Miller. Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go. Okay. All right. Best known for Sweet Destiny, High School USA, The Unknown Trilogy, Frankie the Squirrel, where he played blind Uncle Morty, Farce of the Penguins, Crime Spree, Deadline, Tea Cakes or Cannoli, Chump Change, Manhattan, Arizona as Ben, Norm, Sal, that's what we played, Just a Ticket, Mad About You as Coleman Wurzel, Promised Land, Witness to the Mob, A Brooklyn State of Mind, Spartacus, remember that cinematic masterpiece Spartacus? He played Zeus. The movie Good Burger, he played Otis. Touched by an Angel, Wings, he was a lot of things. Okay, Abe Vigoda, actor, dead at 94.
Hey guys, this is Mags calling for Celebrity Death Phone. Character actor Abe Vigoda, dead at 94. One of the men very famously internet famous by nobody ever remembering that he was alive, apparently. So now we can all get over the Abe Vigoda is dead. Yes, he finally is dead.
Hey, Dubious Intent guys. It is Zombie Girl TJ calling for the Celebrity Death Line to report that Abe Vigoda is dead at age 94. Abe Vigoda, superior character actor.
Yeah, hi guys. T. Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actor Abe Vigoda, dead at 94. Most famous for playing Detective Phil Fish in the TV series Barney Miller. Okay, bye.